Blog Talk Radio.
Just before I turn up, death will remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Remind us. Just before I turn up, death will remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target you wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live a dirty death? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. Until I saw a man die. Until I saw a man die.
Like
Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long, but I'll do my best. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold. Hey, if you change your mind later, you can press one if you haven't, or you can always call back. I'm going to give you last week's top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment in our region. Didn't get a chance to do last week's show the way I wanted. You know, it was election night and everything else. So, number 10 was Emacs the Image. Number 9 was Black House Sounds with Thank You Jesus, CCR2. CCR2, I Walk Like a Man, the Sheriff, both videos on YouTube. Number 8, Black Odyssey, thousands of YouTube views. Number 7, Suave Gotti, October 25th, GMS All-Stars featuring Suave Gotti on YouTube. I'm Jim Brown, it's the single as well. That was number 7, and number 6 was Black Man's Army. 17,500-plus people heard our songs on the bus. And White House Black by Black Man's Army is on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV. Number 5, OPN's ENT, Walking Dead Rap Battles, including Chairman Earn in a rap battle. Number 4 was the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. That was number 174. More on that in just a little while. Number 3 was because last Sunday, East 30th, long lines to vote from Euclid all the way back to Chester, early voting. Wow, 2 blocks. There were churches bringing folks to vote, national media, free barbecue, and gospel concert. And then number 2, what debuted? Well, we're talking about last week's list. So we got to look at the fact that you had LeBron James, candidate Hillary Clinton. They had that rally. Not the past Friday, but the Friday before last, or was that? No, it was last Sunday. Last Sunday, because Friday before last, what debuted at number 1 was Jay-Z, the Beyoncé candidate Hillary Clinton, which was a free concert. Now, what I'm going to take the time to do before I get to the 3 phone callers in a row, I'm going to go back to, and I just want to let people know, because if you don't do it, people will think, wow, are they skipping over numbers? No, Robert Parrish, the Thought, Boston Celtics style. So I'm looking at 216-804, and then I'm also looking at 216-209, and I'm looking at 216-322. So I'm enjoying myself so far. Now, how do I want to do this? I want to bring you up to speed so I can get rid of it. Don't have to do it anymore. And give you this week's top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. So number 10, re-debut of Native. Number 9, re-debut of the artist club promoter Eastside. Number 8, re-debut of HJS Music. Moving up to number 7, Emacs the Image. Moving up to number 6, Black House Sounds. There's a hip-hop to young men ages 12 to 20 this coming Thursday, man-to-man, free, open to the public. But there'll be some young ladies there too, ages 12 to 20. It's a special commitment that Black on Black Crime Incorporated has going on. I'll get to that in just a moment. Moving up to number 5, Black Odyssey, new single, Kingpin Fantasies. Number 4, moved up as well, Suave Gotti, October 25th, GMS All-Stars featuring Suave Gotti on YouTube. The single, I'm Jim Brown. Number 3, Black Man's Army, 17,500-plus heard our songs on the bus, as well as the new single, White House Black by Black Man's Army. That's on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV. Debut, Street Flavor Magazine Showcase at the Mediterranean that was held. And then number 1, the debut of the Dig Anniversary Edition, Digging in the Crates, that was held at B-Side. Suave hosted that, DJ Total Chaos, DJ 88 B-Side. Before I go and tell and just see what's going on with some people here and there, I want to take the time to stop and say November 21st, 1772 is the address. So November 21st is the date. address is 1772 East 92nd Wade Park, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The vigil for Sherita Jario, the unborn baby, the Johnson family, plus two more who were murdered over a year ago. Million Women's March. We'll be doing it as a vigil. That's LaVita Murray, Pastor Gwendolyn Pitts. So we appreciate them for everything that they do. I definitely wanted to get that out there to people, let people know what was going on. And before I go to the first phone caller, I want to just say I thank people for at least getting up there to do some things and get themselves together. When I say get themselves together, this coming Friday, November 18th, 2016, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Greater Works Revival Center. That's at 3914 Lee Road, Cleveland, Ohio, post-election strategizing. Basically speaking, they're looking at removing and holding local officials accountable. So if you got a council person or somebody else doing something wrong, include the mayor, they got to go, got to go. That's what's going on. I'm going to take the time before I go to the first phone caller. Like I say, last week didn't go as well as it could have, but that's all right. I will take the time to let people know, starting off rip, that voiceatradio.com, Mondays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, is the main event featuring Sheriff Kilroy. And then voiceatradio.com, turn around on a Tuesday, and they have at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804, going.
Hello, George Sam, Mr. Porter.
Oh, okay, okay. What's going on with you?
Oh, we're doing all right because now the election is over and all of that, and I'm learning something. It's all right to be Trump type.
That's cute.
Also.
Thank you very much for that. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, that's all. I'm just thankful to all of those who tried to help, you know, after I got robbed and all. I do appreciate everything and everybody, and I especially appreciate you. Thank you for all the help that you gave. Thank you again.
No
problem. I'm looking forward to good show. Thank you.
No problem. I thank you very much. And I'm taking it that real quick before we let you off the phone line, if we're understanding right, that particular robbery took place, like, right outside the front door?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to let people know, always be aware of your surroundings, and we're very thankful, very blessed that nothing else worse happened. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, sir.
No problem. You know, that's a very deep phone call in itself. So many times you look outside at what's going on major level as far as politics, but then we forget to take a look at what's going on locally and how important it is. Before I go to the 216-209, 216-322, quick announcements. all right. The East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization 2016, Nathaniel Martin, citywide leader. If you have any other questions, you can contact them at 216-860-4239. If you don't vote, you don't count. But this Thursday, November 17th, at the East Cleveland Public Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue, from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Open mic. Should Mayor Gary Norton and Council President Thomas Wheeler be recalled? Special election is to be held December 6, 2016. Special note, this coming, okay, also on December 15th, there'll be a special December 15th holiday celebration meeting. But right now, we're going to focus on this coming Thursday, November 17th. And I'm looking at the two pieces of material before I go to the next phone caller. This is beautiful. One flyer says, missing. Have you seen this man? Reward. Potholes, drugs, prostitution, violence, abandoned buildings, and overgrown fields are plaguing the residents of Ward 3. While Thomas Wheeler is missing in action, he hasn't shown up for you in 3 years, but he showed up to vote for the toxic dump on Noble Road. Vote him out, Ward 3 Councilman Thomas Wheeler. I'm looking at this. Have you seen him on your street or in your neighborhood? No, the only time you see him is at election time on December 6th. Vote to recall Thomas Wheeler. Now, this is very interesting. They must not be playing in East Cleveland, because I'm looking at this other flyer that I see that says on December 6th, vote yes to recall Mayor Gary A. Norton Jr. The city has fallen back in a fiscal emergency under his misleadership. He has given pay raises to members of his staff while cutting services to the people of East Cleveland. He supported an unsuccessful lawsuit against the city in order to force the council to appoint members to an annexation commission. This lawsuit has saddled East Cleveland with over $100,000 in legal fees. Worst of all, he supported putting a dump in the backyards of the residents of Noble Road. This is a clear example of environmental racism and of Gary Norton's disregard for the health and well-being of the people of East Cleveland. His arrogant, contemptuous, and Trump-like behavior towards residents who disagree with him make him totally unfit to be mayor of East Cleveland. And then they have a picture of the dumps, and it says, would you want this in your backyard? It's time for him to go. Oh, wow. This was a deep one in itself. So before I go to the phone call, I just want to let people know that is what's happening. I will take the time. This will be less than a minute. Rest in heaven to Leon Russell, rock and roll piano legend, died 74 years young. He had had a heart bypass surgery, was recovering. He worked with Joe Cocker, one of my favorite artists, Beach Boys, Bob Dylan, love Bob Dylan's music, Frank Sinatra, Ike and Tina Turner, Rolling Stones, and more. With that being said, I've been talking too much. I apologize. I'm going to 216. 216-209. How you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Hey, what's going on with you, sir?
Oh, man, it's a lot. I've been having a lot of people hitting me up since this election, since this is the main topic everybody wants to talk about.
Right.
And I just wanted to give a bit of piece of moral advice to many people who don't understand what happened. You know, when you talk about election, it has something to do with person's values and thoughts and views, right? It was a perfect recipe of what could all the way go wrong at what time. You got people name calling, and then you got judgment. and then with the name calling had a lot of pride behind it. And I know just from being in the Bible that that's one of the seven things that God hates, the prideful look. You know what I'm saying? And then judgment. When you pass judgment on somebody, telling them how wrong of a job they're doing and saying all kinds of outlandish things, you don't place in the same position where that person was once cast judgment of. So it's the perfect recipe of simple laws, horribly wrong. And, you know, my advice for anybody that want to, you know, think about your vote, if you're going to vote for somebody in higher power, higher class, you got to remember two things. Remember that the people who you vote in on the lower level is the people that make the decisions for you on the higher level. So the whole point of us voting in the beginning anyway, and for us fighting for a vote anyway, is to affect on a lower level. So once we get to a higher level, we'd be able to understand and make massive moves and massive votes and massive train thoughts behind that. So it's just a piece of advice for a lot of people, you know, just worried about and thinking about what's going on with the country. You know, if you keep your mind in a positive mindset, you know, things will be going all right. We made it through Reagan. We made it through Man, true. We made it through Kennedy's assassination. We made it through, you know, we can go as far as back as, you know, every last one of them that tried to do something to us or do anything to someone that make us look like a third world country in our own backyard, we survived through them. So, you know,
yes.
People shouldn't be upset, you know. And I digress from that point, and I'm going to leave it like that. And I'm going to just go ahead and say that please listen to Black Odyssey, and anybody need any help with videos, music, promotions, get at me. I am man to see. That starts with BLAQODESSY. You can go to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Google Plus, you can find us on that piss. That's Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate what you said. For real, I do. And I just thank you for at least continuously being a sound board of wisdom. Thanks, for real.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. If you hold a line, trust me, we're going to get into something that I know you'll like.
I sure will.
Thank you so much. Like I say, we have a few things to catch up on from last week. And before I go to 216-322, I'm going to do my best to get through some of these things rather quickly. Just give me a few minutes as I let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 7 p.m. That's also Cleveland Standard. Usually it's like 7:15 p.m. 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue. That's 44110. Now, this coming Thursday, you should enjoy this at 6 p.m. is Man to Man. Black House Sounds will be there. We'll be dealing with hip-hop and talking to young people and hearing what's on their mind. Everything not just from elections, but what is it they feel that may be holding them back. And also, I want to throw out there shoutcast.com, 24 hours a day. You can type in Hood Tunes Radio at shoutcast.com for our playlist. I want to thank CSU, Cleveland State University, the Black Studies Program. They had a panel discussion on the future of Black Studies in American colleges and universities. They had that last week with panelists Dr. Melba J. Boyd, who's the professor and past chair of Africana Studies at Wayne State University, Dr. Charles E. Jones, department head of Africana Studies, University of Cincinnati, Dr. Josephine R.B. Wright, distinguished professor and chair of Africana Studies, College of Worcester, Dr. Fran E. Dorsey, adjunct associate professor of Black Studies at CSU, and it was moderated by Mrs. Yolanda Burt, lecturer at the Black Studies Program, CSU. I do want to take the time, because if I don't do it, I'll forget, and I'm not as, well, I'll say, young as I used to be. With that being said, I'm going to go back here and say, I hate I was right, but I think a lot of people knew that some of us were very right. 8-foot stepladder for this particular soapbox, because wow, last Tuesday, issue 33 passed concerning the dissent decree. I'll get into that in a little while, I promise. But let's just say that issue 33 passed, saying that the Department of Justice dissent decree was passing with flying colors with implementations. But the past Friday, independent monitor Matthew Barge, who's in charge of overseeing an agreement to reform the Cleveland Police Department, said the city's inability to create policy manuals for units that investigate citizen complaints has delayed work on other areas of the agreement. Now, Mr. Barge said Cleveland poor work draft writing of manuals for police review and standards caused a months-long delay in submitting manuals to a federal judge. But we passed that on a ballot. Anyway, before I take the next phone call, I just want to go here and also give a strong shout-out and a thank you, because it was real nice that the past Saturday. They had a What's the State of the Race address in America, Who is Policing the Police, Why Black Lives Matter. It was a citywide town hall event. It was hosted by the Afrocentric Council of Black Think Tanks, which was beautiful, Nation of Islam, Muhammad Mosque, number 18, People's Party, New Black Panther, National Chairman Abdul Kahar, Ordinary People's Society Pastor Kenneth Glasgow Sharpton, Lynn Hampton from WJMO, and the keynote address was by our Supreme Commander of the MBLM, and that was held at the Glenville Library. So I just wanted to get that out the way and let people know, hey, people are doing their best to stay busy. 216-322. I've been running my mouth too much as usual. How are you doing out there?
Well, salutations, Brother Porter. Things are fine. Things are fine. And this time you haven't been running your mouth too much. It's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to say before I pull out my little step stool that you and your group are appreciated, Black Men's Army, BBCI, and the group that you do the music with. I enjoy it, even though rap is not my genre, because I'm not sure what they're saying. But I do enjoy your inspiring lyrics. I enjoy the videos, especially the recent one you did, because young men do need to see that wearing your pants down to your knees, showing their underwear, is unacceptable, that women do deserve to be respected and treated properly. And I enjoy that video. I've recommended it to some young men that I know. So you and Brother Joe do a wonderful job with all of that, and I like the gospel track that you guys put together. It was very, very, very good. So keep up the good work. I enjoy that. So I enjoy the messages that you bring us, because sometimes we miss the important events and goings on in the city, and you keep us abreast of those things. I'm not going to get into the politics of anything, because that is a touchy subject with people. I'm just going to say that, come on, people, again, if the city of Cleveland were a business, it would be under new management, because it's not profitable. It's not doing anything positive. And, yes, it would either be closed down or under new management. We need to take things seriously. There's too much misappropriation of funds. Things in the city are falling apart. The Black Man's Army was out at 130th and Forest because of the robberies and the escalating crime. And it's just unacceptable to me that we have all of this going on in our city, and our young men, not saying that it's just the young men, but our young men are so intent on being negative influences in their own neighborhoods. Why are you robbing the stores that your mothers, sisters, and girlfriends rely on to get the groceries and things that they need for the children and for you? Because it was pointed out today that these are young children, 14, 15 years old, and it is just, it's terrible. It's disgusting to me that we have able-bodied men who are unwilling to work and who are also unwilling to be mentors to the young men in the streets and show them that women, children, elders all need to be respected and taken care of. It is unfair, because as women, we do need the protection of men. And unless Black males are willing to step up and be responsible Black men, we will be little more than animals, seriously, because there is too much rampant crime, disrespect, and disregard for the personage of the families in our communities. We need to band together and take back our communities, our churches, even our pastors and ministers need to be put on blast. If you are so intent on being there when the cameras are rolling and that's your only focus, you are not willing to get your hands dirty and work in the community where your building is, then you need to step down or be replaced as well. This is not just a political issue. This is a people issue. And if nothing else, we are all human beings. We are all people created by one God. Call him what you want, but we are supposed to take care of one another. And I am tired. I'm just tired of hearing the disregard for our people. And it's sad. I issue a challenge to your listeners to join the Black Man's Army and step up to the plate and help to take back your communities. The Black Man's Army with Brother McCoy cannot be all over the city, and there are too many able-bodied men in this city who are retired and who still have fire in their hearts and their furnace and can step up to the plate and stop this disrespect and this rampant crime. And there are younger men who can do the same thing. You listen to the show, you say how good it is, and you want to make music and do this. Okay, well, make your music, but also put your money where your mouth is. Join the Black Men's Army and help support your communities in a positive way, because you all have mothers. Some of you have girlfriends and sisters, and you have significant others. You want them protected. You had a caller called in and said she was robbed right out front. I'm assuming that was her house. Come on. Mm-hmm. That was probably a neighbor boy who knows her and grins at her and says, hello, how you doing? And then turned around and rob her. So get up off the couch. Stop making a dinner on Mama's couch, eating up the vittles before she can even sit down after she's been cooking all day, and do something to protect her when you're not there making a dinner on her couch, but you go to Rashida's and make a dinner on her couch. And I hope I haven't offended anyone, but if you're offended, show me. Join the Black Man's Army. Challenge me by being out there and protecting me, the other women. I have nieces who need to be able to go to school without being assaulted and accosted by these child molesters, predators, and robbers. Okay, if I offended you, show me I'm wrong, and you get out there and be men. Don't just be male persons, because male genitalia does not make you a man. Being responsible makes you a man. And I'm going to step off my little soapbox, and I'm going to just say that I hope that that has inspired someone, and it would be a shame for women to have to form together and become the women's army just to take back our streets and our neighborhoods. So if you guys can't get it together, maybe we women need to get together and join with the Black Men's Army in existence right now and help them to take back our streets. If you guys who are listening are afraid, or as the vernacular of the streets, you scared. Okay. Thank you for the time to voice my opinion. I'm sorry, callers, I took up so much time. God bless, peace, and I'm going to listen to the show. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. It's going to, before I go to 216-406, we want to bring in some extra help to at least help our last caller down from the 26-foot stepladder for the soapbox. You know something, you touched on something I almost wasn't going to touch on because I just wasn't. But now if you will allow me to indulge myself just a little bit as I pull out my 16-foot step ladder, and I promise you 216-406, it may insult somebody, but I don't really care. I bounce back, it's the man again. Adult boys freeze up like they mannequins. A real man makes the tough actors back down. They plan escape routes when I come to town. Ain't no trapping, ain't no sagging, ain't no capping, ain't no swagging, whether I ride or walk these streets. I'm a whole man, meaning complete. That fool beat a woman down, kick the broad in her breast, throw a punch, cave in Kevin Gates' chest. Women beaters, let them step to me. Yo, Motley, let's redrop that beat. Now, that was the first verse from what was just brought up, which I didn't expect, but I Walk Like a Man, it's some music video from September 2016. Now, we got to go back to last August, 2015, when I did a couple of on-air freestyles. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on Voice It Radio, because around August 2015, the Two Phones rapper himself, Kevin Gates, who I mentioned, he was filmed kicking an 18-year-old young lady by the name of Miranda Dixon. His excuse was she grabbed his leg while he was on stage. But wait. He kicked her in the breast with force. Now, that's last year. And Kevin Gates, right after the incident, was scheduled to perform at the Agora. And there was a woman MC, and there was also another woman who was a singer and a male who made the mistake to ask me to buy tickets as they opened up for a domestic violent misogynist rapper. So, you know, at that time I did something different. Not the song. I just did a couple of written verses and did that on Voice It Radio. That was it. And it was for two reasons. Number one was to make people think. And number two, okay, he's a good rapper with nice lyrics and videos, but at the same time, I know we all make mistakes, and I was cool with that. But this is what happened October 26th this year. For those who don't know, Gates was given a six-month sentence for misdemeanor battery. But hold on. This G-style rapper, gangster, hood-style rapper, never rapped As-Salaam Alaikum or anything about Farrakhan or anything like that. So he shows up in court with a koofy. And in the Florida courtroom, this punk clown argued for his rights on Stand Your Ground. And that was his defense. And he said he couldn't retreat. Now, there's three things wrong with that argument. Number one, the same BS George Zimmerman used to gun down Trayvon Martin. Number two, Gates, come on, man. You had a whole damn stage to back backwards on. And number three, think about it. May they rest in peace, but Michael Jackson and Prince, fans grabbed their legs all the dang time. R. Kelly, who's still alive. And how many girls or guys did these people kick? I mean, man. Before I go to the 216-835, I'm going to go to 216-406. 216-406. I've been running my mouth too much. I apologize. How are you doing out there?
Brother Al, don't you ever, ever apologize for being who you are, for giving us information that we need to know, for educating us. Don't you dare do that again.
I won't.
Stay up on that soapbox, and don't you ever apologize for being right. That's what is wrong with so many people. You know, well, I'm sorry if I offended you. No. Most of the people that are offended needed to be offended. Maybe that will get them up off of their do-nothings and do something. That's the problem. We haven't offended enough people, okay?
We apologize
too much. We have no reason to apologize. The people who should be apologizing, they ain't thinking about us. They're not apologizing to us. They're getting away with murder. I mean, literally, has any of them ever said, has Brelo, has anybody ever said, I'm sorry to the families of these black people, Melissa, the young lady that had the mental health issues, Trayvon's mom, Tamir's mom. Has anybody ever said sorry to them? No.
Right.
No. And they didn't say they're sorry because they didn't mean it. For once in their lives, they're being honest. Why would I say I'm sorry to them? I did what I wanted to do. And it wasn't what they needed to do or I had to do. They did what they wanted to do. Kill us. That's what they want to do. So, okay, my soapbox. Hey, brother, this is Tina. I am a superwoman. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, yes, we need to take some of your information down because somebody had hit me up and said, hey, they really respected you when you called in and they wanted to follow your movement. So I'm going to, like, make sure that once you say whatever it is that you need to say this evening, that you put it out there so that people can follow you and what it is that you do.
Okay, actually, I can go over and put it on your Facebook events page. Is that good?
Okay.
And I'll say
yes,
it
that's
too.
Fine.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say hello tonight. You know, last week was very interesting, and tonight it's a new world.
Yes,
it's a new world from what it was last Monday. And
true.
I mean, we all know what's happening. We all know what's going to happen. And I just say, you know, as our commander-in-chief elect, it's still our responsibility to pray. And I'm going to just put it that way, to pray.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing that works. You know, we can criticize, and then it gets me, oh, I'm so sick of hearing about Trump. Well, you just said his name again. So you couldn't be too sick of hearing about it. Okay, you keep saying it.
Right.
Stop it. Criticizing and downgrading them. That's not, I mean, it is what it is right now. It is
gotcha.
What it is. And it's a purpose for it because what it has done for those who have been so blind and thought that racism had ceased to exist, now they see that it hasn't. It never did. And it's definitely not going to. It's only going to expand and heighten over the next 4 or 8 years. It's just going to get worse. Because we even hearing the children threatening, oh, we'll send
yes.
you back to your country. You know, the babies are even racist. But, of course, who do they get it from? So what we as a people need to do, or I as a person, I can only speak for me, is to train mine, you know, in the proper way to carry themselves. Not only the proper way to carry themselves, but the appropriate way to defend themselves, okay? Because it's just a mess out here. It's truly, truly a mess. And our children need to, you know who they are. Feel good about themselves. Don't let nobody tell you who you are. Don't let nobody else define you. You know, the defining should be done at home. You are a strong black child. You are a child of God. You are good enough. You know, all of those things, we need to practice positive affirmations with our children. My great-granddaughter is 3. She looks at me when she walks in the door. She knows to say, hey, Grandma, first. And then, where's my Jesus book? Because she's always, you know, she's reading. She wants me to read the Bible to her.
Okay.
That's what she knows happens here in this house. What happens at her mama's house, I don't have no control over. But what happens in this one, I've got all control over. And she knows what to do. She knows to take her shoes off, put them by the door, and go in her toy box and get her Bible, and Grandma read to me. She just turned 3. We can't use that excuse. They're too young to learn. They learn how to twerk. They learn how to do the cuss. They learn how to, you know, snap and finger pop. Why can't they learn to read the word?
There you go.
So it's my responsibility. I'm not pointing no fingers. It's my responsibility, yes, to do what I need to do to train my child up to be what they should be. So, ooh, that was another soapbox, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it was. We appreciate it.
Okay. I don't know what it is about your show, but as soon as it says unmuted, whoa, there it goes.
You know. I thank you so much, as always.
I love you. I'm going to put all of my information over here on your event page for everybody to see it, okay?
Thank you once again. I appreciate you.
And tell Mama Porter I love her.
I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Good night, Brother Al.
Oh, good night. And as you wait online, before I go to 216-835, just give me about 3 minutes as I put out there the blackonblackcleveland.com. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated website. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter, JR, period, with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat that says the sheriff on there. I also want to throw out there real quick the Art McCoy radio show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Then there's Tomahawk Radio, which is on Mondays at 7 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. I want to throw out there, speaking of soapboxes, the fifth soapbox speech competition for young people is happening tomorrow, November 15th, 6:30 p.m., but it's free admission. Doors open at 6. Original speeches on critical community issues from our future leaders of the world. So future leaders of the world, and a reception will follow the competition and awards, and that's at the Neighborhood Leadership Institute at 5246 Broadway Avenue in Cleveland. Told you this would be real quick before I get to the next phone caller, because it's the Bazaar at Chandler Park, the Bazaar at Chandler Park Gala Extravaganza, Saturday, November 19th. That's this week, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite CL2108. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. You can call for more information at 216-336-0390. Or 216-242-6103. Some of the attractions, Sip and Paint, I got to see what this is, Spiritual Consultations, Chili Cook-Off, Workshop on Making Floral Centerpieces, Clever and Unique Ideas for Holidays and Gifts, Tabletop, Christmas Tree and Recycled Hangers, and many, many more things, including a miniature fashion show for menswear, Poetry Slam, and a think tank. So with that being said, you've waited too long. 216-835, 216-835, how you doing out there?
I'm good, Al. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's on your mind? Because I know something is.
So do I need an introduction? This is Gary.
Go ahead.
First time caller. So you know, I didn't think about when I called. I didn't think I was going to talk about prayer, but I'm inspired now, and I'm thinking about praying. But prayer to me is kind of a private thing, you know.
Right.
But so when I'm praying, you know, I'll be praying for a plane crash, a runaway bus, some sort of debilitating disease. You know, those are the things I'll be praying for our new leadership. But what I really called for, is that wrong, Al?
I said I'm
That's
done.
That's a long way to use prayer.
I'm done. Go ahead, Gary.
So I came in late. Have I missed the conversation about the consent decree?
Oh, you can do a follow-up on that, because isn't it very interesting that everybody talked about how bad things were? They said, no, everything is good for issue 33. It passed, and then after, I'll say Wednesday morning, everything's tabulated, and independent monitor, Matthew Barge, 31 years old, who's in charge of overseeing the agreement for this reform, and said, hey, the city's inability to create policy manuals for units that investigate citizen complaints has delayed work on other areas of the agreement. And Also, he said that Cleveland's poor work draft writing of manuals for police review and standards caused a month-long delay in submitting manuals to a federal judge. Go ahead. I think that's a great introduction for whatever you're going to say.
Man, that's awesome. And you know what's funny is I hadn't made the connection. I hadn't made that he didn't say anything until after the election on
right.
issue 32, more police, and 33, the charter amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a meeting tomorrow at Case. The mayor's, one of his right-hand men will be there, Blaine Griffin.
Oh, wow.
And Dr. Rhonda is going to be there. And they'll be discussing the consent decree, and a deputy police chief will be there, not Chief Williams, but another deputy. It's somewhere in the case. I don't have the address name on me, but I'm going to be there mainly so that the other activists will see me and know that I'm engaged.
Right.
And then if I get a chance to ask a question, I'll say something like, in today's paper there's an article about. Three new members of the Community Police Commission.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the sergeant who's already been on it. But, and then the question about Loomis comes up. You know, how is it that Loomis is on this committee? And the reporter says something like, maybe the mayor may not be able to get rid of him because it's in the consent decree that each of the police organizations can appoint whoever they want. And so then my question to Glenn Griffin would be, does the mayor have the power to remove Loomis? And if I could have a conversation, he says, well, actually, no. Then I would say, well, is the city in discussions with the Department of Justice to have the consent decree amended so that the mayor has that power to remove Loomis? You know, this thing is not written on two stone tablets. You know, this is just lawyers who wrote this consent decree. And Judge Oliver, when he approved it in June of 2015, he said, it's a starting point. It may need some changes. You know, all those deadlines that keep slipping, those are approved by the judge. You know, they're formally submitted as changes to the consent decree. And then the judge, either will or won't approve them, and he can approve a change to the wording of the Community Police Commission. So we got to start holding the mayor and every single city council person accountable. And if they're not going to stand up and represent us, then in 2017, they got to go, starting with the primaries in September.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Most of these guys. These guys get elected, they get onto the general election ballot, many of them, with less than 1,000 votes. That's
mm-hmm.
all it doesn't even take 1,000. In some wards, it doesn't even take 1,000 votes to get on the ballot for the general. And then in the November general, because it's an off year, it doesn't take more than a couple thousand, if that many, a couple thousand votes. Some guys get in with less. These guys can be defeated if we find and support qualified electable opposition.
Ooh.
That's got to be our job. That's got to be our job for 2017. All this other stuff we're doing, it's all got to be building around city council and mayor accountability. And if they're not willing to step up, they got to go. Nothing else is going to do it.
That's true. I appreciate this phone
Amen.
Call. All right.
You're the best.
Definitely hold the line. Because you started something this evening, so I thank you very much, Gary.
My pleasure, Al. Be well.
You too. As a matter of fact, think about it like this. Didn't we know we were in trouble because some of what Gary has talked about, I'll get into it more next week, but when he came to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, and a lot of people didn't realize some of the information. I mean, if you have a consent decree, And Steve Loomis, the CPPA president, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association president, fraudulently swears to solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, the codified ordinances, and the charter of the City of Cleveland, and that he will faithfully, honestly, and impartially discharge the duties of member of the Cleveland Community Police Commission for a four-year term that commenced on September 8, 2015, and talked that he would do that during his continuance in said office. But on October 4, 2016, Steve Loomis, you know, talking about the CPPA's unprecedented presidential endorsement of Donald Trump, he spoke on WKYC-TV. Russ Mitchell said, before we talk about the why, let me ask you this. Do you understand why so many people are angry, not only at the endorsement, but your role in it as well? And Steve Loomis says, hey, my role is, as the police union president, looking out for the best interest of the police union members. So, no, I don't actually understand why. It's baffling me. So when you look at that, and then you add in one other little tidbit of information, I'm going to give you half of this, and then we will go back through and finish it up next week. But if you go and look at the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association history, like much of the progress obtained in policing in America, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association was born out of the most tragic day in the history of the Cleveland Police Department on July 23, 1968, in the Glenville section of the city. Rioting militants murdered three of our own, and a fourth officer died years later as a result of his injuries inflicted that day. While there was no shortage of valor, courage, and relentless spirit among the officers that finally brought calm back to the city that day, there was an obvious shortage of necessary equipment which could have saved the lives of police officers as well as the brave civilians who attempted to save them. You know, we got to look at that, because apparently somehow Steve Loomis and some others on there forgot about, Carl Stokes' role at that time to help bring calm to that city when he said, police officers, get your behinds back out and let us handle some of this our own way. But those are some things that we'll have to deal with. We're dealing with some truth in advertising. This is, like I say, one of the most interesting programs to be done, because I love being able to get information out to people, because if you don't do that, you don't have anything going on. So with that being said, you can always Facebook or blog talk D Gambit Radio or Board of Restless Club, or I Am a Superwoman Radio. Definitely check out the Facebook profile of Alfred Porter Jr. period, that profile picture of a sheriff's hat. We'll have more information up there from everything that's going on with I Am a Superwoman Radio as well. I want to just look at one thing that we have here and just let you know that I appreciate when people do take the time to call in, be a part of what's going on. I just want to say that next week we'll talk about sometimes being an activist. You don't have to get out there and do anything rather than be observant, and how being observant caught the Board of Elections doing something that was so utterly ignorant that while I was there, I actually witnessed 103 people turned away. We got to talk about that, as well as the fact it's very interesting, hey, how LeBron James stood up and told people, get up off your behind and vote. Wouldn't it be interesting if he said, get up off your behind and get involved with your community and do a whole lot more than what you're doing? And also, this is something that's very interesting. Browns fans, foes, hey, if the team goes 0-16, Saturday, January the 7th, 2017 will be a combined just wait till next year or perfect season loss parade starting at the Browns' first Energy Stadium. A fan, McNeil, took the permit out. Boy, if that doesn't embarrass the city team to get out there in the ownership, Crooked Haslam, to get out there and do something, I don't think anything will. You know something? I could have played the new single, but I think Black Odyssey song fits. Keep praying. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Just talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Yeah. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns, take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off, making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. And I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
That was Black Odyssey, and again, feel free to catch up with Black House Sounds and myself this coming Thursday evening. That's 6 p.m. That's Kipling Avenue, right off Ivanhoe, 15415 Kipling, BBCI BMA headquarters, holding something for young men and others to come through. Definitely ages 12 on up. And we heard there'll be some young ladies there who want to ask some things about what's going on. They don't want to be silent in the community. So with that being said, hey, we refuse to silence the ones that we have to pass the torch to. Be blessed. Peace.